greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Mother Nature is being just a little bit nice to us. Isn't this just kind of crazy, Barbecue Bob, that we haven't got a winter? I'm kind of excited about doing a little ice fishing. It may never happen. We've got some stuff going on where we're going to head up to tip-up town, and we may just be sitting on shore tipping our elbows is about all I think we're going to be doing. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and you are listening to Grilling Guys. What's shaking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. There are 6 inches of ice on Houghton Lake. So I just got the check-in yesterday, and 6 inches and growing. Tip-up town is happening. We got lots to talk about there. But basically, what we want to talk about today is some cold weather grilling. So that's what we got coming at you.
That's going to be a lot of fun, because a lot of the listeners of our show anyway, I know, are year-round grillers, but we all run into those guys that have the man card with the clip corner, that when it gets below 40 degrees, they kind of puts a grill over into the corner, and then when it gets above 40 degrees again, they kind of dust it off.
But you know, I think our job is to help encourage those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we just need to get them to come out of the closet a little bit.
So you're doing it with a carrot rather than a stick, huh?
Right.
I was trying to stick method.
No. There's no shame, baby. At least they have a grill, right?
Right.
So life is just a bunch of steps, and we just want to encourage them down a few more steps.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about that cold weather grilling, because basically there's some things that you need to know, and as we go through the show, we're going to enumerate them and set them out. But first and foremost is, I'll just throw one out there, is the wind. Generally in the fall, winter, spring, we get more wind, and we'll be talking about that. But if you can shield that a little bit, makes a huge difference in your cook times, keeping your temperatures up, and allowing your grilling to come out better, much better.
And you're a great shield.
Yeah, right. Human shield.
Jop, you make a better door than a window.
Yeah, Jop, stand over here to my left,
dude,
and block the wind.
You took a trip up to Chase Creek, didn't you?
I did, over the holiday weekend, up there by Reed City, just a little bit west.
In Chase, Michigan,
right,
man. It's a metropolis.
Not really. Blink
dude,
your
Ted
eyes
Nugent
and you go
Nugent used
by
to hang out there. I there used to be a little place there called the Bluebird Cafe. I walked into the Bluebird when I was in high school, and they all go, "Ted Nugent just left."
Yeah.
And we're all like, "Oh,
yeah, missed him."
Because he had his brand new Ford Bronco. We had a company up there; it's probably still there. It was called Bab Ford, and he walked in like 1975 and ordered a new Bronco with leopard skin seats. He laid down $46,000 for a Bronco in 1975. That was
local
big
legends
news
made of.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, his footprint's all over that area. He just really likes from there up to Luther. He's got several properties there, and that was one of the places he liked to haunt.
Yep. Well,
so Chase Creek's right behind, just south of the old Bluebird, one block off of US 10, and they're big supporters of Operation Giant Barbecue.
Which is what I did, is I went online and I bought some of those gift certificates to support the cause, and then I took off, and it was from Grand Rapids, where I was coming from. It was a short 68-mile drive is all. Just a great drive in the afternoon on a Saturday. Got up there. And this place is a little treasure. I mean, you've been there. That was my first time.
When you pulled in the parking lot, what was your thought?
Yeah, I'm like, why is something this nice here? Was
Isn't
my first
huge?
One. Yeah, and it's
right on the snowmobile trail. You know why he's there? That's family property. That's where the dude grew up. I went to high school with him. I lived on the other side of 10, about that far off.
On the other side of the tracks, that doesn't surprise me.
On the other side of 10, on the other side of 131, about the same distance from 131. If you take,
you're an east sider. He's
a
west sider.
That's right on US 10. Yeah. If you take that same highway east, about 6 miles from 131, you've got my neck of the woods. So we didn't.
They don't have good restaurants over there, though.
No, no. We didn't hang out together because he was like a different clan. You know, they were those Chase boys, and they were trouble. We were Hersey boys.
A Reed Tuckian?
Yeah, Hersey. Anyway, Hersey. So yeah,
one of those sweet guys.
Yeah, Pat and Linda Ringler, good folks, and they've donated a bunch of those gift cards for Operation GI Barbecue. So I'm happy that you finally pulled your wallet out,
right?
And spent some money.
And you know what? It was absolutely worth the drive. The place has got the world's largest ceiling fan in there. I swear this thing's like
something?
60 feet across.
it's like something Howard Hughes would be proud of.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a prop from the Spruce Goose. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But anyway, why don't you give us a little update on the GI Barbecue?
Okay. Well, GI Barbecue is rolling right along. We're still struggling with the Air Force and the Army getting us the permission we need. I feel really bad because they're having a tough time in Afghanistan right now. And looking at those troops that are hunkered down right now, you got to pray for those boys because Al-Qaeda is getting stronger over there. And our troops are having a tough time. They're not supported very well. That's why we want to support them in this way. But trying to get the military to help us out right now has been really our struggle. So the dollar amount's climbing. I have not changed the website, but we're now like maybe within $7,000 of our mark. So we're really, really close. But we're just waiting for a green light so we can load that C-17 up and launch it.
And rest assured that whenever that happens, we're going to be there with it. If it takes us another 6 months to figure this transportation thing out, we're going to do it. Your money's is in a safe place. It's a 501c3. Every dollar that's been donated goes exactly to this effort. There is no
overhead.
That's
the beauty of it.
Right. There is no overhead.
Pure donation. And it's a write-off. You can go to gibbq.com and get the tax ID information for that 501c3 from Operation Injured Soldiers. We're piggybacking on their 501.
But to sum it up is we got to keep pushing. We got to keep pushing this. We're going to get this financing over the top. And when we send one of these things over there, we're all going to have that great feeling that we helped these boys and ladies out.
Another great company stepped up to pitch in. I just got a call from Bonefish Grill, and I went down and met with Mike Thorpe, who is a managing partner there. And Bonefish is chipping in. We're going to have an event with them. I mean, the people just keep stepping up to help. So it's really cool, all these Michigan companies that are pitching in. But, dude, we're going up to Tip Up Downtown in 2 weeks. We got a lot to talk about there. We're going to be at the beer tent Friday night. And
are you qualified to be at a beer tent?
I have been at many beer tents, let me tell you that. But Saturday morning, we're going to be broadcasting the show from WUPS, our partner station up there, and the Twister. And then Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3, Jop and I will be right there on the ice doing a grilling demonstration. And I've been in touch with Ron at R&J Best Choice Markets, who's sponsoring part of that event. Dude, you wouldn't believe the seafood and all the sausage and stuff this guy's going to be throwing at us. So you better get your apron on.
You
got to
sharpen my pencil.
You better get your apron on.
Get my tongs all clean because here we come. We're going to be doing some grilling on the ice. But
yeah, so the 22nd, that night, that Friday night, we're going to be at the beer tent. It's right on M55, right at the bottom of Houghton Lake. Join us.
South End, yep.
Yeah, join us. Come on up. Get a room up there. We're going to have so much fun.
Coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of fun as well. We're going to be talking with a guy named Eric Carnes. He's from Elk Brewing. And guess what? Like a lot of other breweries, this guy's expanding. He's doing some great things, and we want to share them with you. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.